This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1678. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 17th, Alaska, Algeria, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Congo, Egypt, Greece, Indonesia, Iran, Israel, Nicaragua, Saudi Arabia, Somaliland, South Africa, Spain, Sudan, Taiwan, Tunisia, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Dino Blois sends news from ARRL, July 15th. The High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HARP, a subject of fascination for many hams and the target of conspiracy theorists and anti-government activists, has closed down. HARP's program manager, Dr. James Keeney at Kirtland Air Force Base, New Mexico, told ARRL that the sprawling 35-acre ionospheric research facility in remote Gakona, Alaska, has been shuttered since early May. He said currently the site is abandoned. It comes down to money. We don't have any. He said no one is on site. Access roads are blocked. Buildings are chained and the power turned off. HARP's website through the University of Alaska is no longer available. Keeney said the program can't afford to pay for the service. Everything is in secure mode. It will stay that way at least another 4 to 6 weeks. In the meantime, a new prime contractor will be coming on board to run the government-owned contractor-operated facility. HARP put the world on notice 2 years ago that it would be shutting down and did not submit a budget request for fiscal year 2015, but no one paid any attention, Keeney says, but now they're complaining. The proximate cause of the early May shutdown was less fiscal than environmental, as he explained that the diesel generators no longer pass Clean Air Act muster. Repairing them to meet EPA standards will run $800,000. Beyond that, it costs $300,000 a month just to keep the facility open and $500,000 to run it at full capacity for 10 days. HAARP is an ionospheric research facility, best-known apparatus. It's 3.6 megawatt HF ionospheric research instrument, IRI, approximately 3 to 10 megahertz, feeding an extensive system of 180 antennas and used to excite sections of the ionosphere. Coincidentally, we received this week via Mike Perajo a report dated February 25th of this year. NRL scientists produce densest artificial ionospheric plasma clouds using HARP. Previous artificial plasma density clouds have lifetimes of only 10 minutes or less, but this higher density plasma ball was sustained over 1 hour by HARP transmissions. So perhaps it accomplished its mission. For those of us who understand French better than Arabic, the schedule from DX Remix News Bulgaria of the broadcast from Algeria as transmitted via France, mostly in Arabic, but including 5-minute French news bulletins at the top of the following hours. At 0500 on 9535, at 06 on 11985, at 19 on 13820, at 20 on 11765, at 21 on 9375, and at 22 on 7495. One of my favorite times to tune around is around 0100 UT, and on UT Sunday and Monday in mid-July. I was hearing some extremely distorted wideband signal ranging roughly from 5925 to 5965 kilohertz. I can tell there's some talk modulation, but it's impossible to copy. It's so strong it even interferes with the WWCR on 5935. Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay assures me it is the defective Argentine transmitter of LRA on 6060, which is apparently active only on weekends for football broadcasts. And it's much worse for those of them in the Southern Cone, messing up the entire 49-meter band. And there have been a lot more complaints about it this week in the Condish list, as reproduced in the new DX Listening Digest, number 13-29, via worldofradio.com. Last week, we reported that Radio Simban, with Greek programming, mostly music, had resumed from the Sydney, Australia area on 2368.5. That was as of July 10th, and on July 11th, Ron Howard was also hearing it in California at 10:15 UT. However, as of July 13th, the programming had gone back to the Samoan service called Radio LMS. That is the voice of Le Manamea Samoa, as heard 11:21 to 12:38, and on July 13th, says Ron Howard. Reception was exceptionally good in California on July 13th. With scarcely a sesquiweeks notice, we learned that Radio Australia is canceling both its Chinese and Indonesian services after the July 21st broadcasts on shortwave. It's really incredible that Radio Australia, under new management from ABC Sydney, is blowing away the languages of its two most important regional neighbors. If you're hearing this before the shutdown, here's the full schedule I have researched. There's only one Chinese broadcast from 13 to 1430 UT on 9475, 12085, and relayed via Palau 9965. There are several Indonesian broadcasts, but they've already deleted the ones which might be most listenable in the local evenings, just in the mornings and midday. At 22 to 23 UT on 9610 via the UAE, and half an hour longer direct from Australia on 11695. Also at midnight to midnight 30 on 17750. From 04 to 05 on 17800 via Palau, and once again this one lasts half an hour longer direct from Australia on 17750, which is sometimes audible in North America. At least Radio Australia, for now, is continuing English to Asia and the Pacific, which is what most of us depend upon far beyond in North America. In the Condish list, Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay says Brazil's Radio Transmundial has reactivated a frequency from Rio Grande do Sul, 5965, at least in the mornings. It had disappeared some time ago, but now it is sharing the frequency with the Spain relay via Costa Rica on 5965, heard July 15th at 0431. As I scanned the 49-meter band around 01 UT, I had not noticed a signal on 6080 until July 14th. Some light music, and then I could make out that it was religious programming in Portuguese. So that's presumably not Rádio Daqui, which is secular music, but Rádio Marumbi, which is known to have a religious format. The question is whether it ever identifies by that name or as Rádio Novas de Paz. CFRX Toronto 6070 had transmitter problems and was off the air for a few weeks, but came back on and was heard already in the daytime July 16th. By Harold Froge in Michigan and Stephen Wood in Massachusetts. And then we heard it too as soon as it was getting dark around 0100 July 17th. We're glad that CFRB still has a commitment to keeping their shortwave relay going, unlike so many other stations who just might give up when something goes wrong. Roberto Scaglioni in Sicily received a notice from the Italian service of China Radio International that they're taking a survey. Among the questions, which of these sources do you find is more credible about China, CRI, BBC, VOA, or other media? Well, it so happens that the South China Morning Post reported June 27th that Chinese state media embarrassed themselves, publishing an article that misinterpreted a U.S. Supreme Court decision as an end to African-American suffrage. It said a federal state of the U.S. cancels African-American suffrage, referring to Alabama and the Voting Rights Act, which did not quite go that far. Thanks to KimAndrewElliott.com for picking that up. Because of its usual early sign-off time around 18:30 UT, it's just about impossible to hear Congo Brazzaville in North America on its only shortwave frequency, 6115. However, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal noticed that on July 13th it was on the air much later, at least until 2100, broadcasting some musical spectacular, as he calls it, but with adjacent channel interference, and then it was completely buried after 2100 by co-channel interference. Chris Greenway in England told us July 12th that supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi have set up a clandestine radio station in Cairo called Huna Rabia. It's on 100 FM from the Rabia al-Adawiya Mosque in eastern Cairo, a focal point for his supporters. Tarek Zeidan in Cairo soon heard it with news at 2300 UT. And then 3 days later, on July 15th, Chris says, I understand from friends in Cairo that ERTU has put a transmitter carrying songs on 100 FM to block the pro-Morsi station. Tarek Zeidan checked that and found that the musical station was on 100.2 rather than 100 megahertz even. We continue to hear shortwave broadcasts from Greece on the usual frequencies, presumably still controlled by people who were working for ERT, which has officially been abolished by the Greek government, which meanwhile continues to proceed with replacing it. A story in the New York Times of July 11th, via Mike Cooper, says Greece resumes official state television programming, old movies and documentaries, to serve as a transition to a new government TV network. The coup is evolving with telepiracy, is how this is viewed by those supporting ERT, via Zacharias Liangas, who reminds us of the website for that, www.ertopen.com. Although we're lucky to hear any signal at all, let alone any modulation from the Voice of Indonesia here in deep North America, Ron Howard in California confirmed on Tuesday, July 16th, that VOI is carrying two different link-ups with regional stations on Tuesdays. In the 1000 UT hour, it was with 100.9 Paradise FM, RRI Denpasar in Bali. And then the next English broadcast is different at 13 UT with RRI Banjarmasin on 9525.88. Ron Howard also reports that RRI Ternate has been routinely heard during Ramadan, reactivated, often with non-stop recitations of the Quran, and not even a Jakarta news relay at 1200. It's on 3344.86, and he says no sign of a heterodyne from Papua New Guinea, so I assume NBC Northern reactivated for only a day or two on 3345. In BCDX, Wolfgang Bischel has news from the intruder alert mailing list about a spurious transmission from Iran's 7240 broadcast, first reported by another Wolf, DK2OM. It's between 18 and 19 UT. There are spurs every 25 kHz up to 250 kHz away from the fundamental frequency. That was on July 7th. Then on July 8th, he found they were only 20 kHz apart and could be received all the way from 6840 to 7600. Wolfgang Bischel says it's one of the old 500 kilowatt Telefunken transmitters at the Kamalabad site, and he sent a notice to Iran about the problem, which at other times of day produces such spurs from other frequencies far away from the ham bands. Last week we had the sad news that Israel Radio had finally given up on shortwave broadcasting. But remember that there is still another shortwave station in Israel, Galei Tzahal of the Israeli Defense Forces. Wolfgang Bischel heard that. 8 hertz above 15850, July 13th at 0930, an S6 signal into Western Europe. Nothing heard at that time on their other frequency, 6885, but Malmö Rito in Finland says not in daylight, but the Greek remote receiver had a weak carrier a bit below that frequency at 1036. This is World of Radio number 1678. Our thanks this week for financial support from Frederick McGavin in Ireland, who sent a contribution in Euro via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank by check or money order to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Rodolfo Tizzi notifies us that there was a baseball broadcast apparently originating in Bluefields, Nicaragua, a national championship there, heard on 7610 and put up on YouTube by a listener in Latvia at midnight 25 UT. This was published on July 13th. Anyhow, frequency to keep an ear on, 7610, although it may not have really been transmitted from Nicaragua. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria has observed some major changes in the language scheduling of BSKSA Saudi Arabia. Observed July 8th through 12th as follows. You may recall there used to be a few minutes of English before the French broadcast at 0800 UT on 17785, depending on when they turned on the transmitter. But now he's been observing a full English broadcast, starting at 0751 until 0959 on 17785. He says this is coming from Radio Jeddah, while the French broadcast was coming from Radio Riyadh. The intentional English broadcast at 1000 UT on 15250, however, has been replaced by Indonesian, parallel to 21670, from 10 until 11:55, and that's followed by an hour in Urdu until 12:55 on 15250, but then the parallel is 13775. However, the French broadcast from Radio Riyadh at 1400 to 15:55 remains on 17660. We don't yet know for sure if this is a permanent change or a mix-up, but at least he was hearing it on 5 days in a row. We are now well into Ramadan, which often leads to schedule changes among shortwave stations in Islamic countries. For many months, Koji Hashimoto in Japan has been documenting the sign-off time almost every evening or morning for him of Radio Hargeisa Somalia 7120, and it's just varied a few minutes around 1900 UT. However, on July 14th, Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay was still hearing it at 2002, and it was really booming in, he says. Ernesto Palero in Argentina then heard it as well, although with amateur interference, since it is operating in a ham band after all. And on July 15th, S. Hasegawa in Japan reported that Radio Hargeisa has extended its broadcast for Ramadan, signing off at 2100 UT. That two-hour later sign-off, of course, means there's a better chance to hear it further west, although probably not as far west in our summer as North America in its evening broadcast in our afternoons, although we may still hear it best when they sign on around 0330, which apparently has not changed, as might have happened due to the exigencies of Ramadan. Koji Hashimoto in Japan's latest report confirms it's been staying on the air past 1900. July 10th through 12th, he was hearing it as late as 1906 or 1920 UT, I guess staying on even later than he can hear it signing off. Alakesh Gupta forwards a press release from the DRM Consortium about a special broadcast coming up to demonstrate DRM at a workshop in South Africa. It's Friday, July 19th, only at 10 to 12 UT on 21460. Do they say where it's transmitted from? Of course not, but we think it's probably Ascension, which is already available to serve South Africa and does have a DRM-capable transmitter, but which is not in regular use. On the Short Waves group, Grayson Watson in Texas reports hearing something very strange. Normally, China Radio International at 03 to 04 UT is heard on two very strong frequencies during the English hour to North America, 9690 and 9790. But on July 16th, he found the programming was not in parallel. On 9690, he was instead hearing, of all things, CNBC with a program called Cash Flow, discussing economic conditions in Asia. You are watching CNBC, the transmission announced, and wonders how could this possibly be happening. Well, I think it must have been a very different satellite feed going into the Spain relay than into Cuba. Spain must have tuned in the wrong one by mistake, at least on that occasion, and nobody noticed. The X Remix News Bulgaria has put together the latest schedule for Sudan's 100 kilowatt transmitter, which is on two different frequencies with two different identities. First, as Radio Omdurman in Sudan in Arabic, that is domestic service relay on 7205, 0215 to 0400, and 1930 to 2100. Then it's known as Voice of Africa Radio when on 9505 and external service. And all these times have changed. 0530 to 630 in Somali, 630 to 730 in Swahili, 730 to 830 in English, 1630 to 1730 in French, 1730 to 1830 in English, as we mentioned last week, and 1830 to 1930 in Arabic. The start and end of transmissions vary slightly from 1 to 5 minutes. Mike Barraclough found this item at radiosurvivor.com July 11th. Paris-based Syrian radio station Radio Rosanna, R-O-Z-A-N-A, is planning shortwave. It's a new Paris-based station broadcasting into war-torn Syria via satellite, a dominant broadcast medium in the Middle East and by Internet. Founded by Syrian journalists in exile and funded by the French government, Radio Netherlands, and NGOs like Reporters Sans Frontières, the station also plans FM and shortwave broadcasts from neighboring countries. There was a link to TheVerge.com for more about this, but there was no actual mention of shortwave there. Shawaf, C-H-A-W-A-F, hopes to see an increase in listeners when the station launches on FM radio in the near future. Whether Rosanna can actually penetrate Assad's media fortress remains unclear. Shawaf, the station's program editor, acknowledges the regime could use jammers to block them on FM, though she doesn't seem troubled by the prospect. We would just switch to a new frequency. Rosanna plans to install transmitters in other countries to beam FM into Syria from afar, but she declined to say which countries are involved or how many would be installed, citing security concerns. More about the transmitter site developments in Taiwan. Ian Baxter reports to the Shortwave Sites Group. Reports about Tainan having permanently ended are false. The Tainan site has undergone repairs to the existing antennas. It will be used until current development work at RTI Baojiang site has been completed, or until Baojiang has reached full capacity. The expected end date for shortwave from Tainan is expected around the end of this year. Disassembly work of some antennas at Huwei has most likely started. Transmissions from this site will close very shortly. Danjui shortwave site recently conducted new test transmissions. Then Kai Ludwig found info from TECRO, the Taipei Economic and Cultural Representative Office in the United States, going into considerable detail, clarifying misleading allegations about the RTI transmitter sites. Among other things, it says the dismantlement of the Tainan Tower site in June 2013, the Water Resources Bureau of the Tainan City Government decided the project must begin by the end of June so as to meet the deadline of late 2013 or early 2014 in order to avoid the upcoming monsoon season, which might cause flooding. Following considerable reductions in their output, we've still been hearing Tunisia on 7275 around 0500. However, it was totally missing on July 12th, but came back on the 13th. DX Remix News says this is the complete new schedule with some time changes, all running from 3 minutes before the hour until 4 minutes before the following hour, which I will round off 04 to 05 on 17735, 05 to 06 on 7275, and 07 to 08 on 7335. No longer any broadcasts in the local evenings. Radio Dynamis, the little missionary station in Uganda, is a much sought-after DX catch. It's on 4750, unfortunately the same frequency used by Bangladesh, Indonesia, and China. In DSWCI DX window, Kyriakos Dritsas in Thessaloniki, Greece, says on April 1st, I heard a half-hour test transmission from Radio Dynamis, it's D-U-N-A-M-I-S, and sent a report to the station. It was under strong interference from Bangladesh. At the end of May, I received a full day to QSL. Also received mail from Heather Patterson from Bible Voice saying they had to change the antenna system in March. He asked when it would be completed and when would transmission start. On June 27th, Joan S. of High Adventure Gospel Communications Ministries, Bible Voice, wrote, yes, we are still broadcasting from our shortwave station Dynamis 4750 15 to 19 UT, but he's not been able to hear it again since then. It was, however, reported by Graham Bell in South Africa, June 28th at 1539, in vernacular with a local song and choral music, on 4750. At least he thinks that's what he had under Bangladesh. The U.S. Coast Guard is discontinuing the 2 MHz band. Bruce Porter says the message was received during a NAVTEX broadcast. There probably hasn't been much activity on 2182 in recent years, so I'm not surprised. I'd somehow thought Coast Guard had stopped listening some years ago, but that was apparently not the case. The notice says on 1 August, USCG will terminate radio guard of the International Voice Distress Safety and Calling Frequency 2182 kHz and the International DSC Distress Frequency 2187.5. Maritime info and weather broadcasts on 2670 will terminate concurrently. Watchkeeping continues on existing voice and DSC frequencies on the 4, 6, 8, and 12 MHz bands as described at the USCG Navigation Center website. The multi-hour I Sing religious service on WBCQ 7490 Saturday afternoons and evenings is no longer on the air. Alan Weiner says he's taken the frequency back, and starting last Saturday night into UT Sunday, starting at 2300, he was playing back old pirate tapes of stations he was apparently involved in, dating back to the 1970s or even 1960s, at 23:01, and resuming after a pirate hour from Sweden at 02 past 04 UT Sunday. On Friday night, UT Saturday, the World of Radio time on Area 51 5110 did not change to 0200 UT last week as we expected, but it may do so this week. Just in case, start listening no later than 0130. I've been hearing a very strange intruder on 11979 around 0530, sending nothing but the number 7 or the number 3 in CW over and over 29 times per minute. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices 15 and 4 through July 21st, peaking at 30 and 5 on the 26th. Solar flux dropping from 125 on July 20th to 100 on the 24th and 25th, peaking at 135 August 1st and 2nd. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1678.